Hello everyone, today is October the 16th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Tan, and I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from him, as he shares one of his secret spiritual laws of nature, I want to go ahead and share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to share this quote each week, too. It says, we are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but can never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz. Back in November 2007, and the reason we like to share that is the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so I'm going to bring Alex out today, and I think our topic, Alex, is that what causes an increase or decrease of love?
Yes, thank you so much, Johanna, and welcome everyone, wherever you are, whenever you are. we know most people listen to this by the podcast, not live, so whenever you're listening, we really appreciate it. You might be listening to it years later in the archives, but know that we love you and we pray for you. We don't know who you are, but God does, and thank you so much for gracing us with some of your time. Yeah, probably what I would call this spiritual law, and it's one of my absolute favorites. So if you can, tune your antenna in just a little bit extra this week, I think it'll be worth your while. But I think the way I would best title it is, what could cause you to love less? And so this week, as you pray, as you meditate, as you go through your week, as you are laying in bed before you go to sleep, waking up but not out of bed yet, what causes me to love less? It's a pretty interesting question, and I think you can get a great deal of insight into your health, into your happiness, into your success or failure by your answer to this question. What causes you or could cause you to love less? I wanted children so bad, and so did my wife, Hope. I was 26 when we got married. She was 20, but all she'd ever wanted to be was a wife and mom, and I just had always thought, I cannot wait till I have kids. About probably 15 years ago, I started telling friends of mine, I can't wait to be a granddad. Now, most of my friends are like, oh man, granddad? No, I'm too young to be a granddad. I don't want to be a granddad yet. That's not me. I mean, years ago, I was saying, I can't wait to be a granddad. Well, and even though I was excited about having kids, those of you who know my story know that when my oldest son Harry was born, actually right after he was born in the hospital when he was still in the incubator thing before they brought him to his mom, I had a little panic attack. Okay, now it wasn't a real panic attack. No doctor would have said he's having a panic attack, give him some Xanax or something, but for me it was kind of a panic attack. I had this fear come over me. I don't know how to do this. This kid's going to be looking to me for protection, for answers, for enough money to keep us safe and eating, and maybe money later to go to college. And I got panicky. I don't know if I can do this right, okay? And I started praying, and I had a thought. And the thought was, if you can just get him to 18 and two things are true, you will have done okay. Number one, he's still alive. And number two, he knows 100% without any shadow of a doubt that he is totally, completely loved and accepted just the way he is. And after I thought of those two things, I was kind of, okay, maybe I can get that done. That doesn't sound nearly as daunting as all the other stuff, okay? But it was still a daily challenge, right? Because we have our own wants, and kids mess that up. My free time's gone, my money's gone, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So there's still challenges. But anyway, from the time both of my kids were young enough to talk and have even like a partial sentence conversation, I've asked them two questions. And today they're 26 and 20, and I still ask them this today, not as often, but when I do, they roll their eyes like, you know, are you crazy? You think I don't know the answer to that? Why do you even still ask? And here it is. And I'll take Harry, for example. Harry's my oldest. I would say, Harry, what would make me love you less? And his answer is nothing. Now, many times I had to explain that answer, okay, because it didn't make sense to him. Second question, Harry, what would cause me to love you more? Answer, nothing. Now, I love you more and more all the time, automatically, but nothing you do or can do is going to cause me to love you more or less. And if you really think about it, that is a pretty profound thing. And I would say that that was a really great piece of Harry and George's education, was just kind of learning that philosophy and theory of life, how that could be true, even though it doesn't necessarily make sense with the way everybody lives and the way you feel sometimes, okay? But I believe that with all my heart. When I used to do counseling and therapy in my private practice, I specialized in relationships. And I did not counsel the way all my other peers did, okay? I did it very, very differently. And I always believed that if there's a couple and they're wanting it to get a divorce, as an example, I always believed if I can get one of them, there's about a 98% chance I'll get both of them. So I don't have to get both of them. My goal is to get one of them. And if I do that, then I usually get them both. What am I trying to get them with? To choose real love over false love, what most people call love. You might say, what's in it for me, love. You might say, seek pleasure, avoid pain, love. Any, all of those would be the culprit, okay? As opposed to what I call real love, where there's nothing held back, no safety net, no record of wrongs in your head, no anger, irritation, frustration, etc., no matter what the other person does. And that one needs some explaining, but I won't go there today. Forever, no matter what. with the definition of love, putting the other person equal to or before yourself in virtually any and every situation, as well as those deep internal feelings. Those are part of it too. Sex is part of it if it's appropriate in that particular relationship. A lot of things can be a part of it, okay? What most people call love is not that. It's the other. The reason for the questions for Harry and George. It's, okay, these things, if you do them, would make me love you less. So please don't do them. And many times that's never explicitly said or written down or even discussed. It's just sort of expected, or we'll see what happens. And if they don't do it, then I'll cut bait and move on, or something like that. Okay. And then there's also, and if you do these things, that will make me love you even more. Okay. And so it's set up on this, if I do good, I get good. If I do bad, I get bad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not love. That's karma. And I'm not against karma. Karma's real. Karma works. But I think it was Bono, and I'm a U2 fan. I think it was Bono one time who said, hey, I believe in karma, but karma's the last thing I want to get what I deserve. Okay? It's also called reap what you sow. Okay? Stimulus response in the natural world. Newton's three laws of motions, et cetera. All of those are natural law, and all of those lead to, if you do this, I'll love you more. If you do this, I'll love you less. Ladies and gentlemen, I posit to you today that is not real love. So if you have really anything with people in your life that cause you to love them less or more, there's a very good possibility you don't really love them. At least not in the all-in way, which is what we all want and what the songs are written about and the movies are about, etc., where I am loved unconditionally, just the way I am, no matter what, which is what all of us, babies, middle age, old age, everyone needs and wants most, whether they realize it or not. And it's the only thing that can fill that hole inside that most of us spend our life trying to fill with houses and cars and boats and money and another partner, and no, that's not right. Another partner, no, that's not right. A new job, a different job, a new neighborhood, whatever. And then we get to the end of our life sitting in that metaphorical rocking chair, realizing, and for many people the first time, I missed what it was all about. Please don't let that be you. Commit. Practice, work on, use our tools to clean out the junk so that you can. You may have so much junk right now, you can't really change. But clean out some of that junk and you can. So when someone answers those two questions with anything other than nothing, usually what they're talking about that will change that is outward behavior filtered through our wants, which come from seek pleasure, avoid pain, and programming inherited from our genealogy, ancestry, and the early years of life that may still largely be unconscious to us because of the age we were at. But that's where you become programmed. Okay? So I'm not going to say that whole thing again, but it's usually outward behavior filtered through our wants of seek pleasure and avoid pain and our programming. There's a wonderful ancient manuscript that says every man's way is right to himself. Now, I don't think that's necessarily true in hindsight, because I've worked with so many people who had regret over what they did. But at the time they did it, they believed that was the best thing for them to do, even if they thought it was wrong. They still thought it was the right thing to do, or they wouldn't have done it. So lots of people do things they believe are wrong, and they think, I'll change tomorrow, or I'll say I'm sorry for that tomorrow. But right now, for whatever reason, I need this, and so they go ahead and do it and violate their conscience, go against their own belief system, whatever. So at the time we do things, I believe that's absolutely correct. Every man's way or woman's is right in their own eyes. But then it says, but God ponders the heart and wants the heart. Well, what's the heart? Well, that was the whole thing I was on the mission to discover with Hope's Depression, and came to the conclusion it's what counseling calls the unconscious, the subconscious, and some other stuff, including your conscience, your spirit, etc. All right? I believe that's what ancient manuscripts typically call the heart. So by and large, it's stuff that's in us that's having an effect on our physiology, our thoughts, our feelings, everything else, but we don't know it's there. Or we know it's there, but we don't know where it came from. And I can't quit acting on it, doing what I don't want to do, and not doing what I do want to do. Okay? Well, that is evidence. That is a light on your dashboard, if you will, if you answer either of those two questions with anything other than nothing. What could cause you to love me or someone less? What could cause you to love me or someone more? Okay? Any answer other than nothing, to me, is evidence you've got a heart problem. And I'm not talking about the pump heart. So you're not going to be happy, healthy, and successful, at least to the degree that you want and need to be, until you clear up the heart junk. So it's typically the behavior of others related to our wants that causes us to love more or less. Okay? Dr. Lipton, a friend of mine, we've done programs together. He endorsed my first book, brilliant, brilliant guy, author of the bestseller, The Biology of Belief. He calls it a vibe that is sort of, to me, our conscience, our spirit, maybe the spirit of God, plus some other stuff. It's a vibe that if we get in touch with it, and if we pay attention to that little, still, small voice or vibe, it can lead us to love rather than choosing fear. And when you answer either one of those questions with anything but nothing, typically you're operating in your life out of a fear foundation rather than a love foundation. Doesn't mean you don't love sometimes or in some situations, but it probably means you're not fully committed long-term, no matter what, which would bring it down to what I call business deal love, which is what I had for Hope when she kicked me out of the house. And the great majority of people I know and have ever worked with, that's how they live. And when they say love, they're talking business deal love. Now, maybe not as far as a best case intention. Maybe they intend for it to be no matter what, forever, nothing held back, et cetera. But because of their junk and their seek pleasure, avoid pain, they can't carry it out. Okay, great. You get points. You really do for that being your intention. But now clear out the junk and really make it your mission rather than an intention. And I'm not going to stop until I get there, where I get to the place where I can honestly say, there's nothing you can do that would make me love you less. There's nothing you can do that will make me love you more. I'm going to love you no matter what. And the more I'm around you, the more I'm going to love you all the time, no matter what. How do you feel about someone in your life that you know that's how they feel about you? If not the most important person in your life, they're certainly one of them. Be that person for you, for your children, your grandchildren, your friends, the people at work. Be that person. Nothing you can do make me love you less. Nothing you can do make me love you more. I'm going to love you more all the time, no matter what. And the only disclaimer to this, ladies and gentlemen, is I'm not saying like. Yes, you can do all kinds of things that'll make me like you less. And even choose for everyone's benefit to not be around you. But that's not love. I'm going to love you no matter what. So please pray, meditate, have a discussion with somebody. What about that? Start with the one question. What could I do that would make me love you less? No, I'm sorry. What could I do that would make you love me less? And then reverse it. What could you do that would make me love you less? Well, that's the way most of us live. But it's not the way anybody wants to live, because it feels awful when I realize your love for me is conditional, which means there's something must be wrong with me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So ponder that. Get the tools out, the Love Code Trilogy, the memory engineering. Clean up the junk and commit. Jump in the deep end of the pool. Nothing and nothing are my answers for everyone. Thanks, Johanna.
All right, Alex. Thank you. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and change gears now and give some of you an opportunity to get a custom trilogy or a custom code. What you want to do is, if you're on the phone, you can press star 2, and that's going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line, and we'll get you a custom trilogy or a custom code. So star 2. And our first caller is on the web, and I just see the name Sharon. I'm going to unmute your line. Hello?
Hello, Johanna. How are you?
I'm good.
First,
how
thank
you?
You. I'm good. Thank you for the custom code 2 weeks ago. I asked for it. It helped a lot this past 2 weeks with communication and marriage.
Great.
So thank you for that. This week, I'm not sure what to ask for because I've had several health issues converge at once. And I'm having a hard time deciding which one is the hardest for me to deal with right now.
Okay, well, then let's just look at it as a whole. How are you feeling about all of these health issues converging at once? How does that make you feel?
The first feeling is frustration.
Okay.
And then a little bit of I guess, fear or anxiety.
Uh-huh. Which of those is the strongest feeling?
I think frustration, because of all the time and effort and money that it takes to get from one end to the other of them.
Okay. And how strong is that right now, this moment?
About 8.
All right. Is there an early memory, Sharon, that comes up where you felt that same kind of frustration or similar feelings to what you're having now, having to deal with these health issues? Any other time in your life?
Nothing comes to mind right off.
Okay, well, as you do, as you do this, just be aware. If something comes up, and then if it does, don't, you know, push it away, don't ignore it, just embrace it. And you're going to be observing it. So, you know, if a fear memory comes up, anxiety memory comes up, frustration memory comes up, just out of the blue and you're not even thinking about it, that's probably because it's very core to the healing, to the source of these health issues. So we want to include that in the healing.
Okay.
Did you want a trilogy or a custom code?
Trilogy.
Okay, very good. All right. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, good. Okay, minute number one. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand first. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Then we're going to go to sore spots. Middle of the chest, chin, collarbones, side of the eyes, under the eyes, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. Healing code, first position. There's going to be three positions. First position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Oh,
Second position.
Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Okay. Everyone I've ever been given before is the opposite, so now I'll have to think.
Okay. The next one is left hand bridge, left hand brainstem and right hand high bridge.
Okay.
And the next one is both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then the last one is left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Left hand below belly button, right hand high bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thought you said there'd be three. That's four, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's four. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Minute number three. You're going to start at the base and move all the way up and over two times.
Okay.
Then you're going to start at the heart and hold it there for 4 or 5 seconds, or as long as you'd like, actually. And then slide down to the base. Then you're going to move slowly, pausing at each center, and go all the way up and over to the top of the spine, ending at the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller, your number ends in 3572. 3572, your line is open.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Kathy.
Hi. I would like a custom trilogy for someone else, please. Her name is Kara, and it's a physical pain issue. And the feelings are frustration and fear.
Okay. Could you say for me, I am testing for Kara?
I am testing for Kara.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issue.
the fear issue.
Okay, good. Just a moment. All right, minute number one. We're going to have her, have you or her tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. And then collarbones, middle of the chest, little finger, sore spots, index finger, sore spots, and then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. Both hands temples. Left hand high bridge. Right hand brainstem. Both hands jaws. Both hands belly button, below the belly button.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base and go all the way up and over. Do that three times. Then start at the base again. Move slowly, pausing at below the belly button, the tummy, and then the heart. So you're going to pause at each one of those places about, you know, 4 or 5 seconds. And then slide all the way up and over. And that's it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. God bless. Okay. Our next caller, your number ends in 5920. 5920, who are we speaking with?
Hello, this is Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. What would you like to address?
Okay, I'd like two codes, one for me and one for my daughter. The first one for me, I need a new code for neuropathy. It's a custom code for healing codes 1 and 2.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
What is the negative feeling that you're having regarding this?
It's hopelessness.
Okay. Okay. Can you say the fear issue?
The fear issue.
Okay. Do you have an early memory where you have felt the same type of feeling before?
Sort of. It comes and goes. So, and I did experience in the last 2 weeks, I got a code and I did experience memories popping up and I included those in.
Okay, very good. Okay, Lori, let's get your code. Okay, first position is left hand brainstem, right hand below the belly. Second position, both hands temples.
Okay.
Third position is left hand high bridge, and just rest the right hand.
Okay.
The last position is both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
And what is your daughter's name?
My name is Kathy.
Okay, can you say for me, I'm testing for Kathy.
I'm testing for Kathy.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
And what is the primary negative feeling or belief that she's experiencing?
Well, she's been diagnosed with social anxiety. And so it's anxiety, fear.
Okay. Can you say the fear issues?
The fear issues.
Okay, good. All right. Will you be doing this for her?
Yeah, she's open to healing codes, but too overwhelmed to do it herself.
Okay. Okay, first position is left hand bridge, right hand jaw.
Okay.
Second position is both hands brain stem.
Okay.
Third position is both hands high bridge.
Okay.
Fourth position is both hands below the belly.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller is, your number ends in 5870. 5870, your line is open.
Hello, Joanna. It's Marilyn from Queensland, Australia.
Oh, hi, Marilyn. What
yeah,
can I do
I've
for
got
you?
The flu at the moment, which is a healing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Much fun. But so I'd like to heal the healing response, but what it's come up from is I've been healing on my relationship with God, and I feel that God is cruel. And healing on that, I've then got this really strong physical healing response, which I don't normally get. I just got a really bad dose of the flu. And I feel that it covers a whole lot of areas in my life, particularly from my childhood. My parents believed in building you if you didn't do the right thing. But also a memory came up last night, which was very painful, where I was about 5, and we had a duck who had some ducklings. And we had been out, we had been allowed to pick them up and gently touch them. And then we went in for tea. And while we were eating tea, a cat came and killed, I don't know how many, but it killed quite a few ducklings. And
oh,
I just was devastated.
Yeah.
And I feel that God does terrible things to innocent people and innocent animals. But I feel that's not, that is such a, that's been, that when it came up, it is such a stressful memory, but I don't feel that encompasses all how I feel God is cruel. I feel that just seems to be, at this point, the strongest feeling.
Yeah, it is a it is stored as a trauma. So
yeah.
When we have trauma memories, they're a little bit, the heart protects it more, you know. It's a little more stuck. So it's good, and I'm so sorry, you know, but that is definitely a trauma.
Yeah, I have started to heal on a trauma, but it's just such a strong one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it does have a lot of other things connected, and you could use your LT3.
I have been using my LT3s, but I've been doing the success code, which is, I think, why my relationship with God came up. But I feel I need a trilogy, a custom trilogy for it, which is what I've
done
before.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, here we go. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully. These unhealthy beliefs.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one. You're going to tap all the way from the eyebrows down to the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to customize. You're going to go to collarbones.
Yep.
Middle of the chest.
Yes.
Side of the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Under the eyes.
Yes.
Chin.
Mm-hmm.
Little finger.
Yeah.
Back to the sore spots.
Yep.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, minute number two. Both hands, brainstem.
Mm-hmm.
Left hand, high bridge, right hand below the belly button.
Yes.
left hand jaw, right hand temple.
Yes.
Then both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
Minute number 3. Start at the base. Go all the way up and over. All the way up and over 3 times. Imagine while you're doing that, the rivers of energy are just being filled to overflowing with this positive new energy. And it's overflowing into every single cell, everywhere it needs to go. As you trace over the energy centers, imagine them opening up and spinning all in the right direction, all in harmony. Okay, after doing that 3 times, sliding your hands up, then you're going to go slowly from the base, and you're going to pause at each healing center for 4 or 5 seconds and go all the way up and over.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay. There's no custom of that third one.
That's the third one. That's the
okay. But there is no custom positions. It's just this up and over 3 times, and then where you go slowly
and then
forward
go,
each one.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. God bless you, Marilyn. Let me know
thank
how
you
you're doing.
I will. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. All right. Okay, we have another caller. Your number ends in 1799. 1799, your line is open.
Hi, this is Sheen.
Hi, Sheen.
I'm calling. Hi. I've been doing healing codes for about 4 years, and one of my core struggles is that I feel accepted and loved when people approve of me. Now, you know, I'm doing much better after 4 years of healing codes. I actually feel like a different person. But an event that's about to happen in 2 weeks, I feel like it's triggering a lot of that fear again.
Okay.
So in the past week or so, I've been doing healing code on it. So, you know, the intensity of my emotions, the struggle, the stress probably went from 9 to 6 or 7 now, but it's still there.
Okay.
And I know it's all related to that core struggle because I grew up in a, you know, not nurturing environment. So, yeah, I just want to get a code on it.
Okay. So do you want a custom code? Do you know healing codes 1 and 2?
Yeah, healing code 1 and 2 and trilogy.
Oh, you did. Okay. Would you like a trilogy or
trilogy?
A custom trilogy?
Yeah, a trilogy.
Okay.
Custom trilogy.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
So if I think about the memory, I feel like when I feel like I'm not sure, like this event that's about to happen, I'm not sure people there will fully approve of me. I feel unsafe. And then the memory I can think of, there are 2, so I'm not sure which one to use. One is the earliest memory when I was a baby. I remember this image of a teacher, someone that was kind of mean, who was taking care of me. But I don't really have an emotional connection with it right now. Like when I think of it, it doesn't make me stressed. But another memory, when I was about 5th grade, that happened. When I don't always think about it, but if I take a moment to think about that time, I feel stress, like a 6 to 7 kind of stress. So I don't know which one I should use.
Well, we're gonna include both of them. They are are very much connected. The baby image, about how old are you in that image?
I could be months old.
Yeah,
I was
young.
Very young. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this is a trauma. Memory.
Yeah.
Okay, just I can tell you that much. So don't worry,
okay.
Both of them are
okay.
going to be included.
Okay.
So your intention is to heal both of those memories and anything else that you're
okay.
not aware of.
Okay.
Okay, very good. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I'm ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, you're going to tap from the eyebrows to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Then we're going to go back to under the nose, the chin, the sore spots, under the arms, under the nipples, side of the eyes, under the eyes, little finger, side of the hand again, or side of the hand, and then do the 9G.
Okay,
minute number two, healing code. Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge. Then left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem, and that's it. You can
okay,
do that.
The second position?
It's the opposite. Left hand high bridge and right hand brainstem.
Oh, okay.
And so you can switch those every 30 seconds for a whole minute, or you can switch those every 15 seconds, you know, and do that for a whole minute, or just hold each of them
okay.
for 30 seconds.
Okay, I see.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base.
Okay.
Go all the way
let
up and
quote,
over.
The base is where you start the third minute, right, when you do the...
Yes.
Governing
yes.
conception, okay.
Governing conception, yes. That's minute
okay.
number three. So we're going to start at the base, and we're going to slide all the way up and over without stopping.
Okay.
Then you're going to come back to the solar plexus, hold there for 4 or 5 seconds. Slide.
Is it above or below belly button?
The solar plexus is your tummy. Below, yeah, it's below your breast. Above your belly button.
Okay.
Your tummy. Okay, so you're going to go to the solar okay. plexus. Then you're going to slide up to the throat and pause there.
Pause. Okay.
Slide to the forehead and pause there. Slide to the crown, top of your head, and pause there.
Okay.
Then keep your hands on your body, slide all the way back down to the base, and then slide all the way up slowly. And that's it.
All the way up to?
The top of the spine.
Okay.
So up and over the head to the top of the spine.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. The top of the spine. Okay, that's where the neck
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm. The very first vertebra on your neck, up there.
Okay.
In there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. God bless.
Just a quick question. This, should I think about?
I'm sorry, you cut out for a moment. What was that?
Oh, okay. So when I'm doing this, should I think about the two memories or the two memories
you know,
I have?
Yeah. For the most part, we like you to keep your mind more focused on something positive. It doesn't have to be related. Something positive,
okay.
whether
okay.
a truth-focused statement or something, a nice thought or memory. However,
okay.
Some people like to, particularly during the tapping, they like to kind of have it in mind. But it's really up to you. If that makes you uncomfortable,
okay.
we don't want to cause any more stress. But some
okay.
people like to do that at the beginning and then go into their love picture once they start the healing code. But you can
okay.
decide what to do on that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay, well, I think that's going to end it for today. I want to thank you all for attending. And we'll meet you again next week. Bye-bye.